Well, former Federal Transportation Minister David Colinette is going to lead the provincial government's high-speed rail advisory team. So the announcement was made today in Waterloo, and under the Liberals' plan, the first high-speed rail line between London and Toronto's Union Station could be running by 2025 and the London to Windsor connection by 2031. There's also additional stops in Chatham, Kitchener-Waterloo, and Guelph. All of this has the hefty price tag of $20 billion, and on top of that, an extra $15 million for an environmental assessment. And joining us now is David Colinette. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Great, thank you. So we know that the province is going to move ahead with the environmental assessments for the high-speed rail corridor between Kitchener and London. What's the latest with that?
Well, the request for proposals was sent out, and now it's being evaluated by officials, and someone will be chosen to move forward with the project. And in fact, it should be announced pretty soon if it hasn't already gone out and I've missed it. But it will be very, very soon. And it will take about 18 months, 2 years. Part of it is done under the accelerated environmental assessment process, which is, mainly for urban kinds of projects, and that will cover the work that GO is doing for its regional express rail. And then the other, because it's the high-speed component west of Brampton, requires a full-scale environmental assessment. There's a lot of environmental issues, indigenous issues that and concerns that have to be addressed. So this is something that is essential before any project goes ahead.
Right. If the assessment alone could take 18 months to 2 years, is the timeline of having the first line in operation by 2025 still seem feasible?
Yes, because coincident with the EA, a lot of planning is going ahead. MTO officials are working on various plans and implementation. But, of course, that is contingent on the actual route that's selected. It's pretty straightforward going to Kitchener because it's the existing rail line. But when you talk about Kitchener to London, it's over a new pathway that will roughly parallel the hydro transmission lines. So that obviously will depend on what comes forward in the EA as the exact routing and that type of thing.
Right.
But certainly 2025 is achievable.
And the $20 billion price tag, I guess it's still too soon to know how accurate that will be in the end?
Well, we have built in a 66% contingency, and that is very high, but that's what is being done for high-speed 2 in Britain. And when you build in areas of outstanding natural beauty and environmental sensitivity, and of course this goes right through the Bruce Trail, which is a UN-designated heritage environmental site, you require a lot of breathing space in terms of costs. And GO's RER has a 50% contingency. Generally, GO works on a 25% contingency. For highways, it's anywhere from 25 to 30%. So that figure is somewhat high. I suspect it will come in a lot closer to 10 or 11 billion for the total project. Wow. And about $4 or $5 billion for the first leg, the first phase from Toronto to London.
Wow! So potentially a lot of wiggle room then in regards to the total price.
There's no question. But you know what? You've got to be upfront. You've got to put in that contingency because you have to be fair to people to say, look, we are building in a contingency, but we certainly don't expect it to be that much. In fact, the recent building of Crossrail, the new underground line in London, which I think involves about 12 or 14 miles of underground tunnels, has come in under budget and on time, and the contingency wasn't nearly as required as was planned.
That's interesting. So at least one municipality has suggested that a high-performance rail model might be better for the environment and cheaper because you could mainly use existing tracks. What would you say to that?
Well, the province made a commitment in the last election for high-speed rail, and that is different than what other people are talking about, which is essentially fixing up the existing track and via services, which will not give you the kinds of speeds that you require for high-speed rail. So the mandate for the report that I wrote for the government was to see whether high-speed rail was economically feasible, and it is from Toronto to London, less so from London to Windsor, but that would have to be a decision that's made on regional equity grounds, connectivity to the United States, those kinds of grounds. And the province has accepted those recommendations. So our focus right now is to move ahead with what the provincial government has decided upon.
Mm. Is it too soon to know how practical this will be in terms of cost? Do we know what a resident in southwestern Ontario could expect to pay for a trip from, say, London to Toronto?
I can't give you a dollar figure, but we anticipate about a 20% premium on existing fares, like the existing standard fare.
Okay, so 20% more than what we'd pay for a via rail
right.
trip. Okay. I mean, just speaking anecdotally, I know a lot of people in this city and here in the Southwest that are very excited about the possibility of this, and still others who are quite skeptical about it. What is this like for you, taking over as the new lead for this project?
Well, I'm a big believer in the future of high-speed rail and rail travel generally. You know, it's a technology that's over 200 years old. It's upgraded and it's adapted itself over that two-century period to provide really modern, efficient transportation in many parts of the world. And I think one of the things about us in Canada is that somehow we don't think that we are in the same league, if you will, as Japan with its bullet trains or France with its TGV. And somehow we just don't think that we really have the need. But the way the population is growing in Ontario, especially in southern Ontario, mm-hmm. and the development of the high tech industry, which is principally west of Toronto, it's really necessary to link those industries with the financial center. Now, in London, of course, is part of that high tech sphere, but also has other great attributes in terms of hospitals, medical research, the university, and so it's only logical that London would benefit from high-speed rail. But I think as a country, we have to realize this is the way the world is going. So the Americans have it. Many European countries have it. Obviously, Japan and China, you build these high-speed rail links, not because it's the fashionable thing to do. It's because it is the most economical way of moving high volumes of people quickly. And the economic development that spurs is incredible.
David Collinette, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks again. All the best.
That's David Collinette, new lead of the provincial government's high-speed rail advisory team.